This show is not a substitute for professional counseling, and no relationship is created between the show hosts or guests and any listener. If you feel you are in need of professional mental health and are a UA student, we encourage you to contact the UA Counseling Center at 348-3863. If you are not a UA student, please contact your respective county's crisis service hotline or their local mental health agency or insurance company. If it is an emergency situation, please call 911 or go to your nearest emergency room.
Hello, everyone. I'm Dr. Tody Perez, Associate Vice President for Student Health and Well-Being, and this is the Bama Balance, a new podcast on real stories about college men's mental health. We want to welcome everybody back to the show.
Hey, everybody. This is Johnny Foster, and welcome back for the second semester.
Hey, guys. This is Nick Smith. I'm so excited to be back with these two guys and producing a podcast for you guys to listen to.
It is great. It's great to see the two of you again. It's been a while since we've seen each other here. It's been too long. It's only been 2 weeks, for 2.5 weeks. But it's great to see everybody. And we're excited about this new venture that we're hopping on, where we'll explore college men's mental health and the things that challenge men's mental health on campus, particularly here in college, and ways to support and build each other up. Part of what we'll do is through the stories and experiences that we'll share with you, and that we hope other future guests will share, all in the name of sharing experiences and understandings that college men face and can help support them in their mental health needs. And with that, you know, we can't really go on unless we first acknowledge the tragic events in New Orleans, and that the tragic death of Kareem Badawi, and the effect of his death on among his family members, among members of Sigma Chi, and as a community here at UA, I know when I heard the news, it was pretty shocking to me, and was hoping early on that none of our students or anyone was down there during that time.
Yeah, I definitely can echo that sentiment. It was definitely shocking for everybody getting the news. But as the Bama Balance, we wanted to offer our condolences to the people that were close to Kareem, whether that be classmates, friends, loved ones, family members, the Sigma Chi community. We can't express how sorry we are to hear about this. And we hope to kind of achieve a community feeling through this podcast, so we can talk about this for the benefit of the ones that he affected.
Right, and again, thoughts and prayers are with Kareem's family and friends, and we'll continue to get into the kind of community that we're hoping to build through this podcast, especially through events like this, unfortunately, that happened in the next segment. So we'll see you. We'll see you then.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Bama Balance. In this first segment, we kind of wanted to get into speaking about the events that happened in New Orleans, especially with one of our own UA students, with Kareem. We wanted to talk about the community and the shared kind of experiences that we can have with as students, the same university, no matter if we just pass by each other in the halls, we're all the same, part of the same family. And especially as men, it can be really hard to talk about really surreal experiences that you have in your life. There's kind of somewhat of a stigma around that, whether it's in close circles or large circles. We want to be an outlet for people to feel comfortable in sharing these experiences with fellow UA students and be able to hear our experiences and hopefully relate to a lot of them. I can definitely somewhat relate to the experiences that happened in New Orleans, as I was in New Orleans for New Year's Eve, and thankfully was not close to the horrific event that happened on Bourbon Street. Had actually been on Bourbon Street earlier that day. And so waking up to the news, waking up to frantic calls from my friends and loved ones, was really is the only experience I've ever had like that. And I can only imagine, people that were personally affected by this, feeling that sense of, tragedy on a very personal level can be hard. And so I can only imagine how that would feel. I know I wasn't necessarily a part of it, but though I never met Kareem, it could have been me that was on that street that night. And it really is sad to hear. And I think that it was very important for me to wake up. I woke up kind of late that morning and to see my phone lit up with people that I really hadn't talked to in about a year or two, just because they knew I was in New Orleans, and people that I had seen that night, that I'd spent the New Year's with, they had texted me, called me, making sure I was okay. And that was, though it was obviously a very horrific event, it was really very cool to see the network of people that are on your side and have your back no matter what. I think that's very important to realize, no matter really how alone you might feel. I was texting back people like, yes, I'm okay. Thank you so much for reaching out. But, every time I'd say continue to pray for people that were affected, because the death toll continued to grow. And it was very sad to watch on my way back home. I continued to watch the news closely as I was scared that my friends that I had seen that day were still on Bourbon. So it is very surreal. It still is. I'm still kind of shocked. I've never been that close to such an incredible and world-changing event in my life, and hopefully never will. But again, I think we have to circle back to Kareem. I don't want to make this about me at all, but Kareem was in the wrong place at the wrong time. And again, we want to tell UA students specifically that if you're struggling with this, as we all are, it's important to understand that and not kind of shelter that within yourself, to come to terms with that uncomfortableness and that grief and that hurt. It sucks. This is such a horrific event, and I know we were all affected by it.
Yeah.
So. I appreciate you sharing that, Johnny, because as we were getting ready for this, neither Nick or I knew that you were there in New Orleans. And in hearing that, just made those days' events come alive again in a tragic way. I know as I heard about it, I was hoping and praying that none of our students or staff or faculty were anywhere near the incident, near the events. But also not knowing the tragedy that was going to unfold. And so, events like this have a really, can have a real triggering effect, I think, on each of us in terms of bringing up past losses or grief, and almost a sense of that could have been me, mm-hmm. right? If I were on Bourbon Street during that same time, that could have been me. And Bourbon Street that's a pretty packed place anyway, right? And there's no telling what goes on, much less a pretty catastrophic event like this. But I know that all my hopes were that none of my friends or family or anybody from the UA community was in that area at the time. And then when I heard the news of Kareem's death, my thoughts then went to who else I know from that area, what other students are from New Orleans or Baton Rouge or that vicinity, and just kind of braced myself for other news, either hopeful or not as hopeful.
Yeah, this has definitely had an effect that you kind of expect, right? Losing a community member is really hard for everybody in the community. But listening to Johnny and Dr. Perez talk, I'm reminded about the opportunity that we have in tragedy. I lost a friend, a fraternity brother, when I was a sophomore, and I knew how difficult that was, and I really relied on my community to kind of have conversations with me and work through that through, you know, fellowship with one another. And I, calling back to what Johnny was saying, couldn't encourage people enough to have an open dialogue about this, because I think working through it with other people outside of yourself is the most healing way and where you're going to find the most relief from something that you're grieving from so heavily. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And there is that sense of surrealness about it that, again, not to take the attention or the focus off of Kareem's death, but really it's hard not to say how this affects each and every one of us, right? And I guess I was wondering, at some point, I know for me, anytime anything like this happens around the world, someone I don't know, or particularly someone I do know, it gives me a moment of pause to say, not just that could have been me, but I'm thankful it was not me, and what do I do with my life now?
Right. I think that's a powerful sentiment, just being thankful that we're here and almost living to kind of honor those people. You know, their life was cut short, and that's incredibly terrible. You know, like I wish I could say it more eloquently than that, but I think that there's a level of obligation that we have to their memory to live fully when we have the opportunity to. That's why I've reminded myself in the face of loss, and that's what's helped me. So maybe that's a sentiment that rings true to everybody else, but I certainly have held on to it in my time since.
Every day is a gift, and I think to know that tomorrow is not guaranteed can be kind of restricting to people. Like, you know, get flustered and, hey, what do I do with my life? What, I might not have tomorrow. What do I do? And I think a good way to look at it is that's so freeing. I can be whoever I want to be, and I can live fully right now. And I think that's a very freeing kind of way of looking at life. And this event definitely made me kind of sit back and, you know, rethink some things in my life. You know, what have I been putting off? Who have I not texted in a while that I really needed to? You know, because I can guarantee you that Kareem's friends are thinking that right now. And, you know, I pray for peace on their soul. And that they know that they're in a community that's with them, that's alongside, it's alongside them grieving and for them, and gosh, it really, you know, hurts me to think about that, those people that are grieving. But I think what we're trying to do with this podcast with men's mental health is to reiterate that there's a community. I think that's a large root that comes from people who struggle with men's mental health. Is they feel alone, they feel isolated in these certain circumstances, and with things that happen like this that affect an entire community, it's important to relate back to knowing that you're not alone. And so as we look to the future of this podcast, we're going to continue to reiterate that sentiment that you're not alone. Us three have been through a lot of different experiences in our lives, in our UA careers. And so we hope to share those experiences, share those stories as we go throughout this semester, and build the Bama Balance into something that can be a crutch for people to lean on and feel that sense of belongingness and community that the University of Alabama, especially men with men's mental health, needs to have. So we'll see you in the next segment.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Bama Balance. You know, when we originally had this scheduled, this wasn't really what we planned to talk about today in Kareem's loss, but our conversations kind of got us talking behind the scenes, so we wanted to continue this conversation about, you know, tomorrow not being promised, but that being a freeing idea. So I want to pass that off to Dr. Perez to get some of his thoughts on that.
Yeah, thanks. Like, there really, you know, as I thought about that more, and I continue to think on what you said, Johnny, and again, thanks for bringing it up. It really resonated with me that the sense that tomorrow is not promised, but that it can also be freeing. There's mm-hmm. something liberating about it because you can take it one of two ways, that tomorrow is not promised and great, now what?
Right.
Or you can take it as tomorrow is not promised. What can I do now mm-hmm. To live my life? What can I do now to either make sense of my life or get a greater sense of purpose of it? And it's you know, it's an interesting thing what loss does. I think what loss does, certainly for me, is it gives me time to take stock on what do I do with my life now in terms of not just honoring friends or family who have passed, but in terms of what meaning do I want to have in my life and what meaning do I want to share with others?
Yeah, I think that's a great point. I know in times of loss, they've definitely been wake-up calls. The first time I experienced this was in high school when one of my friends passed away. I was kind of stuck in a one-track mind of this way I want my life to look like. I was 16 years old and had the next 50 years planned out for myself. And then I realized, you know, that's not exactly what I want to be doing, realizing that, like, I have limited time. And, you know, that tomorrow is not promised. Do I really want to be spending the rest of whatever finite days I have left doing something that I'm not really enjoying? And then again, in college, having a similar experience, you know, having that same conversation of, man, I'm taking stock of what I'm doing now. Am I getting the same fulfillment that I'd hope to? You know, if maybe like my days were limited to 7 days, what would I do in those 7 days? And obviously that's a grim thought, but sometimes a conversation that you want to have with yourself, what your purpose is, when you're not guaranteed, you know, forever, what do you do with that time?
Right. And these are important conversations to have with yourself. They're really hard conversations to have with yourself, though. I think a lot of the times, internally, we digest a lot of things and know that making decisions about things that are so large, so big, especially for me, I hate making those decisions. I mean, more recently, I had been wanting, applied to grad schools, got into a few, and just been putting off the decision because I just didn't want to commit. I think it's hard for a lot of people to commit, but not pushing off those conversations, having hard conversations with yourself and with your support group is really important. And we hope to continue to have these hard conversations with ourselves and our future topics as a podcast. And I think that's something that we kind of wanted to share with our audience, our future topics and what we plan to get into. And I think today's topics and what we talked about earlier is a huge testament to kind of our style of podcast with the Bama Balance. I mean, look, stuff happens and it's going to continue to happen. And we, as the Bama Balance, want to be there for the rest of the community. We want to speak on things that maybe people are dealing with internally that might be in the news, in the UA community. Talk about the hard stuff, because I can guarantee the listener that you're not alone in whatever you're dealing with. We've been, me and Nick, as UA students, have been through a lot, and Dr. Perez has been here longer than we have, and he's seen a lot. So I don't know. That's not a dig at you.
I can't argue with that.
Well, so I think all of our combined knowledge of being on different areas of campus, experiencing, you know, an array of different emotions throughout our times as students is really, really given us the opportunity and the kind of want to give back as this podcast, as we plan for this podcast to do. So I think looking forward, we can kind of talk about our future topics we want to get into.
Yeah, no, for sure. I think the other thing too is that just even this conversation and podcast has fit into each of our own individual sense of purpose,
sure.
Right? And particularly for the two of you who are getting ready to graduate this semester, right? What is it that you want to leave as part of your mark? What is it that you want to leave as part of a career here at the university that's been purposeful, that's made a difference? Maybe that's been legendary. I don't know if we want to go that route.
But, yeah, I don't know if I claim that title.
Right.
But something that gives the essence or gives meaning to your lives, right? To be able to give back, to be able to find that your purpose has had an impact, not just on your own lives, but perhaps on the lives of others and the community. And so, I think this whole idea of tomorrow's not promised really does lead to helping everyone to find their sense of purpose and meaning, right? I would bet that the two of you, that your sense of purpose and meaning has changed from now until, since freshman year until now.
Totally.
Mine's changed from yesterday.
So. Right. Yeah, I think that's also something that we can talk about. I mean, we are still growing and young and don't know anything. But, I mean, we might think we do, but in reality, we're not all-encompassing geniuses.
I think I'm probably pretty far from it.
That'll definitely come about in future episodes. You will realize that, hey, we're not the smartest in some aspects. We're just sharing stories. We're trying to help everybody as best we can. But, hey, don't take my, you know, advice in, like, different areas. I can't help you in certain things, but I want to.
Oh, yeah. Really, this is just an excuse for us to hang out with Dr. Perez.
Well, likewise, too. This is always a good time. I mean, I enjoy these conversations and have gained a lot from them. In terms of today's conversation, we've pivoted almost completely around based on what we had intended to talk about and what we've shared with each other today, and I'm very appreciative of this conversation. But I do think it leads us to look forward to the rest of what we have planned for this semester in this podcast. And
We're going to speak about the student experience in a few episodes, focusing on undergraduate student experience and graduate experience. Nick and I are both going to have graduate education, and so we're going to speak about that challenge, and hopefully for listeners that are part of the UA graduate community, we can maybe have guests on to talk about that, and later on we'll get into kind of the Greek versus non-Greek student experience as well, because when you're an outsider looking into the University of Alabama, Greek, non-Greek is a huge part of it, right? So that's important to talk about. We're going to get into rejection, you know, relationships, all the different stuff that Nick and I and Dr. Perez have been through that are not fun. Not fun aspects of life. Obviously, mental health is about the ups and downs, and it's important to talk about the mountains and the valleys of it all.
Mm-hmm. So I think I'm looking forward so much to spending time with you all in conversation. And we welcome every one of you to follow us along We'll be back in a few minutes. This is the Bama Balance, real stories about college men's mental health.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Bama Balance, real stories about college men's mental health. To wrap up the ending of this podcast, we wanted to talk about the exciting parts of this upcoming semester. It's kind of different for each year. For Nick and I, it's our last semester at the University of Alabama, which is bittersweet.
It's hard to believe.
Oh, my gosh. It's kind of terrifying.
Yeah, to say the least. But I think there's a beauty in that, and kind of us looking at each other and saying, hey, what should we do? Should we coast and make it the last semester and make it the easiest semester? Or, do we want to have some sort of lasting impact on the community? And I think that's an important conversation that a lot of seniors should have with themselves, or a lot of really smart juniors that are maybe graduating early. Not myself. But even for freshmen, this is their second semester of college ever. So it's really important to maybe first semester was maybe more externally focused, meeting people and being, outgoing in every aspect of their college lives. And maybe this semester they can then focus on internally. Hey, what was I really struggling with first semester that I really didn't have the time to get around to focusing on? And so we're hoping that Bama Balance can be that aid for people, and that Nick and I can share those stories that we've been through, the highs and lows of the student experience here at Alabama. And we're really excited. I'm really excited to continue to talk about that through this podcast.
Yeah, I'm extremely excited. I think this semester holds a lot of promise for all of us and as a community in UA to kind of grow together and, expand that circle of people who are caring about this initiative, who are comfortable talking to each other about difficult things. That's our aim. And, I really am so appreciative of the community that we're in. Johnny made a point to, it kind of scared me a little bit. It is our last semester. For the younger people listening and even the seniors, this is a community to cherish. Finding those people that you can really grow together with. I don't know what other college experiences are like, but from what I've heard, the community of Alabama is one of the best places to do it. So.
What's made it so special? I mean, I know it's months and months and months from graduation right now, but so far, what's made it special for each of you?
I think that what's going on right now in this room, I had never met either of you before my freshman year. I don't think I really even met y'all until
last year.
Right.
Yeah,
junior year.
Probably same
year.
Junior year.
And, already less than a year later, we are talking about some of the hardest topics to talk about as men, as human beings. And I think that's really kind of a signifying togetherness of Alabama. No matter who you are, what background you come from, you can find those similarities and find friends and family at the University of Alabama. I think a good testament to the way that Alabama's brought a sense of community to me is this right now.
Yeah, before Johnny answered, that's exactly what I was thinking. I don't think if you picked me up and placed me on any other college campus, I would have the opportunity to do a podcast with an associate vice president at the university.
Right.
I just think that's really special here. And that's a testament to the type of person Dr. Perez is, but also to the community that we have at UA. I think I really reinvented myself and how I viewed myself when I came to UA, or not even when I came to UA, but when I experienced UA. And that's to say, did the classes, did the extracurriculars, met the people. I think that everybody aided me in giving me confidence that, I had the ability to do cool things like this. whether that be actually making the podcast or getting involved in other parts of campus or, you know, the community surrounding. But to answer your question, I think that's what's special about it to me.
Well, I would say, too, that I've learned a lot, and it's been very special for me here as well. I think that I've also ventured into things that I never thought I'd venture into like this. And quite frankly, the fun of it, and what I get most out of it is that it's really driven by the heart of students, and it's something that speaks to students, hopefully. And I have every hope that this venture will speak to a lot of students and our college men out there. But I take it all in, and it's through this that I learned through both of you and all the students I interact with. So I'm really looking forward to this time, and I think that hopefully, you know, this gives everybody a sense of how to go forward this semester, a sense of how to make meaning and purpose in your life, that there are things that the university has that can help you make meaning and find purpose in life, but it's yours to find.
Yeah, and learn from Nick and I's mistakes.
Right,
plenty of them to learn from.
Well, we look forward to learning from each other. Again, thank you all again for listening in. I'm Dr. Perez.
I'm Johnny Foster.
I'm Nick Smith.
And this has been the Bama Balance, real stories about college men's mental health.
This show is not intended as a substitute for professional counseling. Further, the views, opinions, and conclusions expressed by the show hosts or their guests are their own and not necessarily those of the University of Alabama, its officers, or trustees. Any views, opinions, or conclusions shared on the show do not create a relationship between the host or any guest and any listener, and such a relationship should never be inferred. If you feel you are in need of professional mental health and are a UA student, please contact the UA Counseling Center at 348-3863. If you are not a UA student, please contact your respective county's crisis service hotline or their local mental health agency or insurance company. If it is an emergency situation, please call 911 or go to your nearest emergency room.